Chapter 1. Exploring Leatherskin. In the dim glow of flickering candlelight, the pages of the Leatherskin beckon you to embark on a transformative odyssey through the enigmatic world of erotic play. Like an ancient map, this chapter guides you into uncharted territories, introducing the concept of leatherskin, a term coined by the author to encapsulate a tapestry of desires and expressions. The anticipation of discovery. As you turn the first page, the anticipation is palpable. The journey begins with an exploration of the roots of leatherskin sexuality, tracing its origins through history and culture. You discover that this is not just a book, it's an invitation to traverse the fascinating landscape of SM, where power dynamics intertwine with the delicate. Artistry of bondage. The unveiling of desires. In this unfolding narrative, dominance and submission take center stage, revealing a dance of desires that transcends societal norms. You find yourself captivated by the tales of fantasy and role-playing, where the mundane dissolves into the extraordinary, and every whim is a step closer to self-discovery. The dance of shadows. As you delve deeper, the shadows cast by the flickering candlelight reveal the intricacies of sensual physical stimulation. The touch becomes a language, and every caress tells a story. Fetish, an unexplored realm, emerges as a mysterious guide, leading you down pathways you never thought existed. Breaking stereotypes, embracing diversity. Yet, in the dance of desires, there lies a purpose beyond pleasure. The chapter challenges stereotypes and misconceptions, encouraging you to embrace the diversity within leatherskin sexuality. It's not merely about the acts, but the freedom to explore without judgment, creating a safe space for self-expression. Your role in the narrative. As you read on, you become an active participant in this narrative, navigating the contours of leatherskin with curiosity and an open heart. The ordinary is left behind, replaced by the extraordinary possibilities of a more interesting and fulfilling erotic life. Chapter 2. Establishing Boundaries. As you delve further into the leather-bound pages of the leatherskin, you find yourself standing at the crossroads of anticipation and exploration. Chapter 2 unfolds like a compass, guiding you through the crucial art of establishing boundaries within the intricate dance of leatherskin sexuality. The canvas of consent. Picture a vast canvas, painted with the hues of desire, negotiation, and trust. Here, consent reigns as the brushstroke that shapes every intimate encounter. The chapter begins by immersing you in the significance of consent, emphasizing its role as the cornerstone of leatherskin play. The language of negotiation. In the dimly lit chambers of exploration, negotiation becomes the shared language between partners. You witness the delicate dance of desires as individuals express their limits and desires, creating a tapestry of mutual understanding. The boundaries become the edges of this canvas, defining the limits that enrich the artistic expression of intimacy. The tapestry of safe words. Safe words emerge as the secret code, the lifeline in the journey of leatherskin. They become the whispered assurance that transcends pleasure, providing a safety net in the exploration of more intense sensations. Discovering and understanding safe words is akin to unlocking a secret language, a code of trust between partners, creating a safe and respectful space. The narrative unfolds further as the chapter emphasizes the creation of a safe and respectful environment. Much like the careful arrangement of a stage before a performance, setting the scene becomes an essential act. The ambience, the atmosphere, it all contributes to fostering an environment where desires can unfold without inhibition. The threshold of trust. As you read on, you realize that boundaries are not limitations, they are thresholds of trust. The chapter guides you through the delicate process of building trust, reminding you that the journey of leatherskin is as much about emotional intimacy as it is about physical pleasure. Chapter 3. Dominance and Submission. The narrative unfolds into the enthralling realm of Chapter 3. Dominance and Submission. Here, the story takes a nuanced turn, exploring the delicate interplay of power dynamics, desire, and surrender within the intricate world of leatherskin sexuality. The Overture of Power Dynamics. Imagine stepping into a dimly lit chamber where shadows play upon the walls. In this atmospheric setting, the chapter opens with an overture of power dynamics. Dominance takes center stage, its presence palpable in every commanding gesture and lingering gaze. Submission, a willing participant in this dance, finds strength in vulnerability. Exploring the depths of dominance. The narrative then delves into the multifaceted aspects of dominance. Like a skilled artisan molding clay, the author guides you through the shaping of desire and the responsible use of power. Dominance is portrayed not as a forceful imposition but as a nuanced art, a consensual exchange where boundaries are acknowledged. And consent is paramount. Surrendering to the dance, submission emerges as the counterpoint to dominance, a choice made willingly, an offering of trust. As the story unfolds, you witness the beauty of surrender, the freedom found in letting go. The narrative emphasizes the significance of clear communication, ensuring that submission is a gift bestowed with intention and met with respect. The dance floor of consent. Picture a dance floor where the steps are guided by unspoken agreements, where consent orchestrates each movement. The chapter underscores the importance of communication in the dance of dominance and submission, where partners navigate the choreography of desire, ensuring that every step is harmonious and consensual. Exploring boundaries with elegance. In the elegant waltz of leather skin, the exploration of boundaries becomes an essential element. The narrative invites you to witness the delicate balance between pushing limits and respecting boundaries, emphasizing that the dance of dominance and submission is not a reckless freefall but a controlled descent into mutual fulfillment. Chapter 4. The Art of Bondage. In the dimlit studio of the leather skin, the narrative canvas unfolds into the mesmerizing chapter titled The Art of Bondage, like a skilled artist. Guides you through the delicate strokes of desire, exploring the intricate tapestry woven by the silken ties of leather skin sexuality. The Prelude of Restraint. Picture a room adorned with flickering candles casting shadows on the walls. The chapter opens with the soft prelude of restraint, where the art of bondage takes center stage. Like an artist selecting the finest brushstroke, the author introduces you to the myriad possibilities within the world of bound desires. Types of restraints and their uses. The narrative progresses into an exploration of the various tools and techniques of bondage, much like an artist choosing different brushes for different strokes. Discover the artistry in the selection of restraints, from silk scarves delicately caressing the skin to intricately designed cuffs that symbolize both vulnerability and strength. Safety considerations in bondage. As the scene unfolds, safety becomes the vigilant guardian, ensuring that every knot and tie is crafted with precision. The narrative provides a guide through the safety considerations of bondage, emphasizing the importance of trust, communication, and the gentle art of setting boundaries within the dance of restraints. The canvas of sensual connection. Imagine the bound individual as a living canvas, each knot and tie a stroke of connection between partners. The narrative invites you to witness the profound intimacy that can be achieved through the art of bondage. It's not merely about constraint but the creation of a canvas where desires are painted with the brushstrokes of sensuality. Exploring freedom within restraint. In the world of leather skin, bondage becomes a paradoxical celebration of both freedom and restraint. The narrative unfolds the layers of this paradox, inviting you to explore the freedom found within the carefully chosen constraints, where vulnerability is met with trust. Chapter 5. sensual stimulation techniques, guiding you through the orchestration of a symphony of pleasure where each note is a caress and every movement is a tantalizing exploration of leather skin desires. The prelude of sensation. Imagine a candlelit chamber where the air is charged with anticipation. The chapter opens with the soft prelude of sensation, where the fingertips become instruments in the body, the canvas of pleasure. The narrative unveils the intricacies of sensual stimulation techniques, promising a sensory journey that transcends the ordinary. Enhancing physical pleasure. The narrative unfolds like the gentle crescendo of a love ballad, delving into the art of enhancing physical pleasure. From the tender touch of fingertips to the artful use of feathers and silk, you are introduced to a palette of sensations that heighten pleasure and awaken dormant desires. Incorporating sensory play. Much like a skilled conductor guiding an orchestra, the author introduces the concept of sensory play. The narrative immerses you in a world where blindfolds become the notes of mystery, and the rhythmic play of temperature and textures creates a symphony of arousal. Through sensory exploration, desires unfold like a musical composition, each nuance adding to the harmonious crescendo. Exploring erotic massage and touch. The narrative progresses to the exploration of erotic massage and touch, where hands become vessels of connection. You witness the dance of skin on skin, the choreography of desire expressed through skilled strokes and tender caresses. Erotic massage becomes a language of intimacy, a conversation written on the canvas of the body. The dance of intimacy. Imagine a dance floor where bodies move in perfect harmony, responding to the rhythm of desire. The chapter unfolds the art of connecting through touch, emphasizing the importance of communication and attunement to a partner's responses. The dance of intimacy becomes a celebration of vulnerability and shared pleasure. Chapter 6. Fantasy and Role-Playing. Step onto the stage of the imagination, where desires take on new forms and realities are shaped by the theater of leather skin. The opening act of imagination. Imagine a curtain rising to reveal a world where reality and fantasy entwine. The chapter opens with the intoxicating scent of possibility, where imagination becomes the key to unlocking hidden desires. Like an actor donning a costume, you are encouraged to step into the roles that ignite your passions. Creating and sharing fantasies. The narrative progresses into the heart of fantasy creation, where desires are sculpted into vivid scenes. The author becomes a guide through the landscape of creative expression, prompting you to explore the depths of your own fantasies and encouraging open communication with your partner. Together, you embark on a journey where dreams and desires intertwine. Role-playing scenarios and ideas. The stage is set, and you find yourself immersed in a myriad of role-playing scenarios. The narrative introduces characters and scenarios that go beyond the mundane, from mysterious strangers in dimly lit bars to fantastical realms where ordinary rules cease to exist. Role-playing becomes the script, and you, the actor, breathe life into the characters that fuel your desires. The dance of surrender and control, much like a play unfolding scene by scene, the chapter delves into the dance of dominance and submission within role-playing. Scenes are crafted where power dynamics are explored, and control is surrendered willingly. It's a delicate choreography where the boundaries of reality blur, and the roles played become vessels for the fulfillment of secret desires. Exploring the boundaries of reality. As the narrative unfolds, the chapter gently encourages the exploration of boundaries within the realm of role-playing. Like a skilled director guiding actors, the author emphasizes the importance of communication, consent, and aftercare, ensuring that the journey through fantasies leaves both partners enriched and satisfied. Chapter 7. Fetish exploration. A journey of unveiling desires, where fantasies are brought to life and the unique tapestry of leather skin sexuality is woven with the threads of intimate indulgence. The forbidden allure of fetish. Imagine stepping into a secret chamber where desires, once hidden in the shadows, emerge into the spotlight. The chapter opens with the forbidden allure of fetish, where unconventional cravings take center stage. Much like a collector unveiling precious artifacts, you are invited to explore the unique allure of desires that lie beyond the ordinary. Defining fetishes. The narrative delves into the delicate art of defining fetishes, recognizing them not as taboos but as the individualistic brushstrokes that paint the canvas of desire. From sensory delights to unconventional objects of affection, the author encourages an open-minded exploration, challenging societal norms and celebrating the diversity of passions. Popular fetishes and how to safely explore them. As the story unfolds, you find yourself navigating the intricate landscapes of popular fetishes. Whether it's the allure of sensory deprivation, the intoxicating scent of leather, or the delicate dance of power dynamics, the narrative provides a guide on how to safely explore these desires. Much like an experienced traveler sharing tales of distant lands, the author becomes your companion in the exploration of uncharted territories. Embracing fetishism as a part of leather skin sexuality, the chapter becomes a celebration, an ode to embracing fetishism as an integral part of leather skin sexuality. The narrative gently encourages you to shed inhibitions, allowing desires to blossom without judgment. Fetishism becomes a key that unlocks hidden chambers of pleasure, adding layers to the rich tapestry of your erotic life. The dance of acceptance and understanding. Picture a dance floor where partners move in synchrony, accepting each other's unique rhythm. The narrative underscores the importance of acceptance and understanding within the exploration of fetishes. Partners become dancers, moving gracefully through the steps of communication, consent, and shared discovery. Chapter 8. Communication and connection. Leading you through the nuanced dance of words and emotions that form the foundation of leather skin intimacy. The prelude of shared words. Imagine a quiet room where the only sound is the rustling of pages and the exchange of whispered desires. The chapter opens with the soft prelude of shared words, emphasizing that communication is the cornerstone of meaningful connection. The narrative unfolds the idea that the language of intimacy extends beyond the physical to the realm of spoken desires and unspoken understandings. Building strong communication in leather skin relationships, the narrative progresses to the construction of a strong communication foundation within leather skin relationships. Much like an architect planning a masterpiece, the author introduces tools and techniques to build bridges of understanding. Through open dialogue, negotiation, and active listening, partners become architects of their shared desires. Nurturing emotional intimacy. In the candlelit spaces of emotional vulnerability, the chapter explores the delicate art of nurturing emotional intimacy. The narrative unfolds the layers of connection that go beyond physical sensations, reminding you that leather skin is not just about acts but about the shared emotions that intertwine partners in an intimate dance. Addressing challenges and resolving conflicts. In the narrative drama of relationships, conflicts may arise. The chapter becomes a guide through the resolution of conflicts, emphasizing the importance of empathy, compromise, and a shared commitment to growth. Like skilled actors navigating a challenging scene, partners learn to address challenges with grace and resolve. The dance floor of mutual understanding. Picture a dance floor where partners move in harmony, anticipating each other's steps. The narrative concludes with the idea that communication and connection create a dance of mutual understanding. Chapter 9. Integrating leather skin into daily life. Guiding you through the art of seamlessly blending desire and ordinary existence into a tapestry that enriches the fabric of your daily life. The everyday canvas of desire. Picture a canvas stretched across the canvas of your daily routine, waiting to be adorned with the vibrant colors of desire. The chapter opens with the concept that leather skin is not confined to specific moments but can be woven into the very fabric of your everyday life. It's an exploration of how desires can coexist with the mundane, transforming routine into an adventure. Incorporating elements of leather skin play. The narrative unfolds like the gentle integration of leather skin elements into daily rituals. Much like an artisan selecting materials, the author introduces subtle ways to incorporate elements of SM, bondage, or sensual physical stimulation into the ordinary. Whether it's a teasing whisper or a discreet accessory, leather skin becomes a secret shared between partners. Creating shared rituals and symbols. Ordinary activities transform into meaningful expressions of desire, creating a shared language that extends beyond the bedroom. The narrative celebrates the power of these rituals, whether it's the choice of clothing, a secret gesture, or a shared fantasy. Balancing intensity and everyday obligations, much like a tightrope walker navigating between exhilaration and stability. The narrative explores the delicate balance between leather skin intensity and everyday obligations. The chapter becomes a companion, offering insights into managing desires within the constraints of daily life. It's an invitation to find harmony between the extraordinary and the mundane. Fostering connection beyond the bedroom, the narrative concludes with the idea that integrating leather skin into daily life is not just about physical acts, but about fostering connection beyond the bedroom. Partners become co-creators of a life enriched by desire, where intimacy is not confined to specific moments but flows seamlessly through shared experiences. Conclusion. Much like a gentle caress, serves as a guidepost, inviting you to reflect on the transformative journey through the leather skin lifestyle. An odyssey that transcends the boundaries of conventional desire. Reflections on personal growth. The leather skin journey is not just about the exploration of desires, but a profound self-discovery. It's an acknowledgement that each step taken has been a revelation, shaping not only your erotic life, but also fostering personal empowerment, resilience, and acceptance. Celebrating diversity and open-mindedness. The narrative celebrates the diversity within the leather skin lifestyle, emphasizing that there is no singular definition of what it means to embrace such a journey. It's an ode to open-mindedness, encouraging readers to revel in the uniqueness of their desires and those of their partners. In leather skin, diversity is not a challenge but a celebration. The enduring bonds of connection. It becomes a tribute to the enduring bonds forged through the exploration of leather skin. Whether you have traveled this path solo or with a partner, the narrative underscores that the connections made in the realm of leather skin are lasting. It's an affirmation that the journey is as much about shared moments as it is about personal revelations.